Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Sunday, December 5th, International Ninja Day. The original ninja were warriors of the Iga province of Japan during the Sengoku period. They were raised up from the basic people of the countryside, without access to proper armor, weapons, or training to use them. The traditional black clothing of the ninja actually came about as a result of how ninjas were represented in theater. There are thousands of movies about ninjas available today, and some of them could be considered among the best pieces of cinema available in just about any genre. We all know the theatrical representation of ninjas, but have you ever wondered about their true origin? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. A ninja or shinobi was a covert agent or mercenary in feudal Japan. The functions of a ninja included espionage, deception, and surprise attacks. Their covert methods of waging irregular warfare were deemed dishonorable and beneath the samurai's honor. Though shinobi proper, as specially trained spies and mercenaries, appeared in the 15th century during the Sengoku period, antecedents may have existed as early as the 12th century. In the unrest of the Sengoku period, mercenaries and spies for hire became active in Iga province, and the adjacent area around the village of Koga, and it is from these areas that much of the knowledge regarding the ninja is drawn. Following the unification of Japan under the Tokugawa shogunate in the 17th century, the ninja faded into obscurity. Several shinobi manuals, often based on Chinese military philosophy, were written in the 17th and 18th centuries, most notably the Bonsen Shukai, 1676. By the Meiji Restoration, 1868, shinobi had become a topic of popular imagination and mystery in Japan. Ninja figured prominently in legend and folklore, where they were associated with legendary abilities such as invisibility, walking on water, and control over natural elements. Consequently, their perception of popular culture is based more on such legends and folklore than on the covert actors of the Sengoku period. Ninja is the Onyomi, early Middle Chinese influenced, reading of the two kanji. In the native Kanyomi reading, it is pronounced shinobi, a shortened form of shinobi no mono. The word shinobi appears in the written record as far back as the late 8th century in poems in the Meniwashu. The underlying connotation of shinobi means to steal away, to hide and, by extension, to forbear, hence its association with stealth and invisibility. Mono means a person. Historically, the word ninja was not in common use, and a variety of regional colloquialisms evolved to describe what would later be dubbed ninja. Along with shinobi, these include monomi, one who sees, nokizaru, macaque on the roof, rapper, ruffian, kuza, grass, and Iga Mono, one from Iga. In historical documents, shinobi is almost always used. Kunoichi is, initially, an argo which means woman. It supposedly comes from the characters, respectively hiragana ku, katakana no and kanji ichi, which make up the three strokes that form the kanji for woman. In fiction written in the modern era, kunoichi means female ninja. In the Western world, the word ninja became more prevalent than shinobi in post-World War II culture, possibly because it was more comfortable for Western speakers. In English, the plural of ninja can be either unchanged as a ninja, reflecting the Japanese language's lack of grammatical number, or the regular English plural ninjas. Despite many popular folk tales, historical accounts of the ninja are scarce. Historian Stephen Turnbull asserts that the ninja mainly was recruited from the lower class, and therefore little literary interest was taken in them. The social origin of the ninja is seen as the reason they agree to operate in secret, trading their service for money without honor and glory. The scarcity of historical accounts is also demonstrated in war epics such as the tale of Hōgen, Hōgen Monogatari, and the tale of the Heikei, Heikei Monogatari, which focus mainly on the aristocratic samurai, whose deeds were apparently more appealing to the audience. Historian Kiyoshi Watatani states that the ninja was trained to be particularly secretive about their actions and existence. So-called ninjutsu techniques, in short, are the skills of shinobi no jutsu and shinobi jutsu, which have the aims of ensuring that one's opponent does not know of one's existence, and for which there was special training. Ninja has sometimes been attributed retrospectively to the semi-legendary 4th century Prince Yamato Takeru. In the Kojiki, the young Yamato Takeru disguised himself as a charming maiden, and assassinated two chiefs of the Kamaso people. However, these records occur at a very early stage of Japanese history, and they are unlikely to be connected to the shinobi of later accounts. The first recorded use of espionage was under the employment of Prince Shotoku in the 6th century. Such tactics were considered unsavory even in early times, when, according to the 10th century Shamunki, the boy spy Ko Harumaru was killed for spying against the insurgent Taira no Masakado. Later, the 14th century war chronicle Teiki contained many references to shinobi and credited the destruction of a castle by fire to an unnamed but highly skilled shinobi. It was not until the 15th century that spies were specially trained for their purpose. Around this time, the word shinobi appeared to define and clearly identify ninja as a secretive group of agents. Evidence for this can be seen in historical documents, which began to refer to stealthy soldiers as shinobi during the Sengoku period. Later manuals regarding espionage are often grounded in Chinese military strategy, quoting works such as The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The ninja emerged as mercenaries in the 15th century, where they were recruited as spies, raiders, arsonists, and even terrorists. Amongst the samurai, a sense of ritual and decorum was observed, where one was expected to fight or duel openly. Combined with the unrest of the Sengoku period, these factors created a demand for men willing to commit deeds considered disreputable for conventional warriors. By the Sengoku period, the shinobi had several roles, including spy, kancho, scout, taisatsu, surprise attacker, kishu, and agitator, konran. The ninja families were organized into larger guilds, each territory. A system of rank existed. A jonin, upper person, was the highest rank, representing the group and hiring mercenaries. This is followed by the chunin, middle person, assistants to the jonin. At the bottom was the jonin, lower person. Field agents are drawn from the lower class and assigned to carry out actual missions. The Iga and Koga clans have come to describe families living in the province of Iga, modern Mie Prefecture, and the adjacent region of Koka, later written as Koga, named after a village in what is now Shiga Prefecture. From these regions, villages devoted to the training of ninja first appeared. The remoteness and inaccessibility of the surrounding mountains may have had a role in the ninja's secretive development. Historical documents regarding the ninja's origins in these mountainous regions are generally correct. The chronicle Go Kagami Furoku writes of the two clans' origins. There was a retainer of Kawai Aki no Kami of Iga, of preeminent skill in shinobi, and consequently, for generations, the name of people from Iga became established. Another tradition grew in Koga. Likewise, a supplement to the Noki Kagami, a record of the Ashikaga shogunate, confirms the same Iga origin. Inside the camp at Magari of the shogun, Ashikaga, Yoshihisa, there were shinobi whose names were famous throughout the land. When Yoshihisa attacked Rikaku Takiori, the family of Kawai Aki no Kami of Iga, who served him at Magari, earned considerable merit as shinobi in front of the great army of the shogun. Since then, successive generations of Iga men have been admired. This is the origin of the fame of the men of Iga. A distinction is made between the ninja from these areas, and commoners or samurai hired as spies or mercenaries. Unlike their counterparts, the Iga and Koga clans produced professional ninja, specifically trained for their roles. These professional ninja were actively hired by daimyos between 1485 and 1581 and until Oda Nobunaga invaded Iga province and wiped out the organized clans. Survivors were forced to flee, some to the mountains of Kii, but others arrived before Tokugawa Ieyasu, where they were well treated. Some former Iga clan members, including Hattori Hanzo, would later serve as Tokugawa's bodyguards. Following the Battle of Okehazama in 1560, Tokugawa employed a group of 80 Koga ninja, led by Tomo Suksada. They were tasked to raid an outpost of the Imagawa clan. The account of this assault is given in the Mikawa Go Fudoki, where it was written that Koga ninja infiltrated the castle, set fire to its towers, and killed the castellan along with 200 the garrison. The Koga ninja is said to have played a role in the later Battle of Sekigahara, 1600, where several hundred Koga assisted soldiers under Torimoto Tada in the defense of Fushimi Castle. After Tokugawa's victory at Sekigahara, the Iga acted as guards for the inner compounds of Edo Castle, while the Koga acted as a police force and assisted in guarding the outer gate. In 1614, the initial winter campaign at the Siege of Osaka saw the ninja in use once again. Miura Yeman, a ninja in Tokugawa's service, recruited shinobi from the Iga region and sent 10 ninjas into Osaka Castle to foster antagonism between enemy commanders. During the later summer campaign, these hired ninjas fought alongside regular troops at the Battle of Tennoji. A final but detailed record of ninja employed in open warfare occurred during the Shimabara Rebellion, 1637-1638. The Koga ninja was recruited by Shogun Tokugawa Iemitsu against Christian rebels led by Amakusa Shiro, who made a final stand at Hara Castle in Hizen Province. A diary kept by a member of the Matsudaira clan, the Amakusa Gunki, relates, men from Koga in Omi Province who concealed their appearance would steal up to the castle every night and go inside as they pleased. The Ukai Diary, written by a descendant of Ukai Kinemon, has several entries describing the reconnaissance actions taken by the Koga. They, the Koga, were ordered to reconnoitre the plan of construction of Hara Castle and surveyed the distance from the defensive moat to the Nino Maru, second Bailey, the depth of the moat, the conditions of roads, the height of the wall, and the shape of the loopholes. Entry, 6th day of the first month. Suspecting that the castle's supplies might be running low, the siege commander Matsudaira Nobusuna ordered a raid on the castle's provisions. Here, the Koga captured enemy provisions bags and infiltrated the castle by night, obtaining secret passwords. Days later, Nobusuna ordered an intelligence gathering mission to determine the castle's supplies. Several Koga ninja, some apparently descended from those involved in the 1562 assault on an Imagawa clan castle, volunteered despite being warned that chances of survival were slim. A volley of shots was fired into the sky, causing the defenders to extinguish the castle lights in preparation. Under the cloak of darkness, ninja disguised as defenders infiltrated the castle, capturing a banner of the Christian cross. The Ukai Diary writes, "We dispersed spies who were prepared to die inside Hara Castle. Those who went on the reconnaissance in force captured an enemy flag. Both Arakawa Shikairobe and Mochizuki Yemon met extreme resistance and suffered from their severe wounds for 40 days. Entry, 27th day of the first month. As the siege went on, the extreme food shortage later reduced the defenders to eating moss and grass. This desperation would mount to futile charges by the rebels, where they were eventually defeated by the shogunate army. The Koga would later take part in conquering the castle. More and more general raids were begun. The Koga ninja band under the direct control of Matsudaira Nobusuna captured the Ninomaru and the Sannomaru, Outer Bailey. Entry, 24th day of the second month. With the fall of Hara Castle, the Shimabara Rebellion came to an end, and Christianity in Japan was forced underground. These written accounts are the last mention of ninja in war. After the Shimabara Rebellion, there were almost no significant wars or battles until the Bakumatsu era. To earn a living, the ninja had to be employed by the governments of their han, domain, or change their profession. Many lords still hired ninja, not for battle but as bodyguards or spies. Their duties included spying on other domains, guarding the daimyo, and fire patrol. Although their precise numbers are unknown, a few domains like Su, Hirosaki, and Saga continued to employ their own ninja into the Bakumatsu era. Many former ninjas were employed as security guards by the Tokugawa shogunate, though the role of espionage was transferred to newly created organizations like the Onmitsu and the Oni Warban. Others used their ninjutsu knowledge to become doctors, medicine sellers, merchants, martial artists, and fireworks manufacturers. Some unemployed ninja were reduced to banditries, such as Fuma Kotaro and Ishikawa Goemon. Mie University founded the world's first research center devoted to the ninja in 2017. A graduate master's course opened in 2018. It is located in Iga, Naomi Prefecture. There are approximately 3 student enrollments per year. Students must pass an admission test about Japanese history and read historical ninja documents. Scientific researchers and scholars of different disciplines study ancient documents and how they can be utilized in the modern world. In 2020, the 45-year-old Genichi Mitsuhashi was the first student to graduate from the Master Course of Ninja Studies at Mie University. For 2 years, he studied historical records and martial art traditions. Like the original ninja, he was a farmer by day and grew vegetables while he did ninja studies and trained martial arts in the afternoon. In the early 18th century, Shogun Tokugawa Yoshimune founded the Oni Warban, garden keepers, an intelligence agency and secret service. The only Warban were agents involved in collecting information on daimyos and government officials. The secretive nature of the only Warban, along with the earlier tradition of using Iga and Koga clan members as palace guards, has led some sources to define the only Warbanshu as ninja. This portrayal is also typical in later novels and Jidaigeki. However, there is no written link between the earlier shinobi and the later Oni Warban. The ninjas were stealth soldiers and mercenaries hired mostly by daimyos. Their primary roles were espionage and sabotage, although assassinations were also attributed to ninja. Although they were considered the anti-samurai and disdained by those belonging to the samurai class, they were necessary for warfare and even employed by the samurai themselves to carry out operations forbidden by Bushido. In his Bukmai Mokoso, military historian Honawa Hokunoiki writes of the ninja. They traveled in disguise to other territories to judge the enemy's situation. They would inveigle their way into the midst of the enemy to discover gaps, enter enemy castles to set them on fire, and carry out assassinations arriving in secret. Espionage was the chief role of the ninja. With the aid of disguises, the ninja gathered information on enemy terrain and building specifications and obtained passwords and communiques. The supplement above to the Noki Kegami briefly describes the ninja's role in espionage. They were said to be from Iga and Koga and went freely into enemy castles in secret concerning ninja. They observed hidden things and were taken as being friends. Later in history, the Koga ninja would become regarded as agents of the Tokugawa Bakufu, when the Bakufu used the ninja in an intelligence network to monitor regional daimyos as well as the imperial court. Arson was the primary form of sabotage practiced by the ninja, who targeted castles and camps. The Tomonin Nikki, 16th century, a diary written by Abbot Asen of Kofukuji Temple, describes an arson attack on a castle by men of the Iga clans. This morning, the 6th day of the 11th month of Tenmun 10, 1541, the Igishu entered Kasagai Castle in secret and set fire to a few of the priests' quarters. They also set fire to outbuildings in various places inside the San no Maru. They captured the Ichi no Maru, Inner Bailey, and the Ni no Maru, Second Bailey. In 1558, Rikaku Yoshikata employed a ninja team to set fire to Sawayama Castle. A Chunin captain led a force of 48 ninjas into the castle using deception. In a technique dubbed Bakemino Jutsu, ghost technique, his men stole a lantern bearing the enemy's family crest, Mon, and proceeded to make replicas with the same Monday they were allowed to enter the castle without a fight by wielding these lanterns. Once inside, the ninja set fire to the castle, and Yoshitaka's army would later emerge victoriously. The mercenary nature of the shinobi is demonstrated in another arson attack soon after the burning of Sawayama Castle. In 1561, commanders acting under Kizawa Nagamasa hired three Iga ninja of Jinon rank to assist the conquest of a fortress in Maibara. Rikaku Yoshitaka, the same man who had hired Iga ninja just years earlier, was the fortress holder and target of attack. The Asai Sandaiki writes of their plans, "We employed shinobi no mono of Iga. They were contracted to set fire to the castle. However, the mercenary shinobi were unwilling to take commands. When the fire attack did not begin as scheduled, the Iga men told the commanders, who were not from the region, that they could not possibly understand the tactics of the shinobi. They then threatened to abandon the operation if they could not act on their own strategy. The fire was eventually set, allowing Nagamasa's army to capture the fortress in a chaotic rush. The best-known cases of assassination attempts involve famous historical figures. The deaths of famous persons have sometimes been attributed to assassination by ninja, but the secretive natures of these scenarios have made them difficult to prove. Assassins were often identified as ninja later on, but there is no evidence to prove whether some were specially trained for the task or simply hired thugs. When we return, we'll learn about the World Order Nobunaga. The World Order Nobunaga's notorious reputation led to several attempts on his life. In 1571, a Koga ninja and sharpshooter by Sujitani Zenjubo was hired to assassinate Nobunaga. Using two arquebuses, he fired two consecutive shots at Nobunaga but could not inflict mortal injury through Nobunaga's armor. Sujitani managed to escape, but was caught 4 years later and put to death by torture. In 1573, Manabe Rokuro, a vassal of Daimyo Hatano Hideharu, attempted to infiltrate Azuchi Castle and assassinate the sleeping Nobunaga. However, this also ended in failure, and Manabe was forced to commit suicide, after which his body was openly displayed in public. According to a document, the Iranki, when Nobunaga was inspecting Iga Province, which his army had devastated, a group of three ninja shot at him with large caliber firearms. However, the shots flew wide of Nobunaga, and instead killed seven of his surrounding companions. The ninja Hikishuka Tenzo was sent by Nobunaga to assassinate the powerful daimyo Takeda Shingen but ultimately failed in his attempts. Hiding in the shadow of a tree, he avoided being seen under the moonlight and later concealed himself in a hole he had prepared beforehand, thus escaping capture. An assassination attempt on Toyotomi Hideyoshi was also thwarted. A ninja named Kirigaku Saizo, possibly Kirigaku Shikiman, thrust a spear through the floorboards to kill Hideyoshi but was unsuccessful. He was smoked out of his hiding place by another ninja working for Hideyoshi, who apparently used a sort of primitive flamethrower. Unfortunately, the veracity of this account has been clouded by later fictional publications depicting Saizo as one of the legendary Sanada Ten Braves. Uesugi Kenshin, the famous daimyo of Echigo Province, was rumored to have been killed by a ninja. The legend credits his death to an assassin who is said to have hidden in Kenshin's lavatory and fatally injured Kenshin by thrusting a blade or spear into his anus. While historical records showed that Kenshin suffered abdominal problems, modern historians have generally attributed his death to stomach cancer, esophageal cancer, or cerebrovascular disease. In battle, the ninja was also used to cause confusion amongst the enemy. A degree of psychological warfare in the capturing of enemy banners can be seen illustrated in the Uikiai Gunki, composed between the 16th and 17th centuries. Within Hataya Castle, there was a glorious shinobi whose skill was renowned, and one night he entered the enemy camp secretly. He took the flag from Neo Kanatsugu's guard and returned and stood it on a high place on the castle's front gate. A variety of countermeasures were taken to prevent the activities of the ninja. Precautions were often taken against assassinations, such as weapons concealed in the lavatory or under a removable floorboard. Buildings were constructed with traps and tripwires attached to alarm bells. Japanese castles were challenging to navigate, winding routes leading to the inner compound. Blind spots and holes in walls provided constant surveillance of these labyrinthine paths. Nijo Castle in Kyoto is constructed with long nightingale floors, which rested on metal hinges, uguisubari, specifically designed to squeak loudly when walked over. Grounds covered with gravel also provided early notice of unwanted intruders, and segregated buildings allowed fires to be better contained. The skills required of the ninja have become known in modern times as ninjutsu, but it is unlikely they were previously named under a single discipline instead of distributed among a variety of espionage and survival skills. Some view ninjutsu as evidence that ninja were not simple mercenaries because texts contained information on combat training and information about daily needs, which even included mining techniques. The guidance provided for daily work also included elements that enable the ninja to understand the martial qualities of even the most menial task. These factors show how the ninjutsu established the fundamental principle of adaptation among the ninja class. The first specialized training began in the mid-15th century, when certain samurai families focused on covert warfare, including espionage and assassination. Like the samurai, the ninja was born into the profession, where traditions were kept and passed down through the family. According to Turnbull, the ninja was trained from childhood, also common in samurai families. Outside the expected martial art disciplines, a youth studied survival and scouting techniques and information regarding poisons and explosives. Physical training was also important, which involved long-distance runs, climbing, stealth walking, and swimming. A certain degree of knowledge regarding common professions was also required if one was expected to take their form in disguise. Some evidence of medical training can be derived from one account, where an eager ninja provided first aid to two Neomasa, who was injured by gunfire in the Battle of Sekigahara. The ninja reportedly gave Neomasa a black medicine meant to stop bleeding. With the fall of the Iga and Koga clans, daimyos could no longer recruit professional ninja, and were forced to train their own shinobi. The shinobi was considered a real profession, as demonstrated in the Bakufu's 1649 law on military service, which declared that only daimyos with an income of over 10,000 kokus were allowed to retain shinobi. In the two centuries that followed, several ninjutsu manuals were written by descendants of Hattori Hanzo as well as members of the Fujibayashi clan, an offshoot of the Hattori. Major examples include the Ninpaiden, 1655, the Bonsen Shukai, 1675, and the Shoninki, 1681. Modern schools that claim to train ninjutsu arose from the 1970s, including that of Masaki Hotsumi, Bujin Kon, Stephen K. Hayes, Toshin Du, and Jinichi Kawakami, Bank Shino Binoden. The lineage and authenticity of these schools are a matter of controversy. The ninja did not always work alone. Teamwork techniques exist, for example, to scale a wall, a group of ninjas may carry each other on their backs or provide a human platform to assist an individual in reaching greater heights. The Mikawa Go Fudoki gives an account where a coordinated team of attackers used passwords to communicate. The account also gives a case of deception, where the attackers dressed in the same clothes as the defenders, causing much confusion. When a retreat was needed during the siege of Osaka, the ninja was commanded to fire upon friendly troops from behind, causing the troops to charge backwards to attack a perceived enemy. This tactic was used again later on as a method of crowd dispersal. Most ninjutsu techniques recorded in scrolls and manuals revolve around ways to avoid detection and escape methods. These techniques were loosely grouped under corresponding natural elements. Some examples are Hitsuke, the practice of distracting guards by starting a fire away from the ninja's planned point of entry. Falls under fire techniques, Katen no Jutsu. Tanuki Gaku, the practice of climbing a tree, and camouflaging oneself within the foliage. It falls under wood techniques, Mokuten no Jutsu. Wukigasa Gaku, the practice of throwing duckweed over water to conceal underwater movement. Falls under water techniques, Suten no Jutsu. Uzura Gaku, the practice of curling into a ball and remaining motionless to appear like a stone. Falls under earth techniques, Doton no Jutsu. The use of disguises is common and well documented. Disguises came in priests, entertainers, fortune tellers, merchants, ronin, and monks. The Byuke Miyamokuso states, Shinobi Monomi were people used in secret ways, and their duties were to go into the mountains and disguise themselves as firewood gatherers to discover and acquire the news about an enemy's territory. They were particularly expert at traveling in disguise. A mountain ascetic, Yamabushi, attire facilitated travel, as they were common and could travel freely between political boundaries. The loose robes of Buddhist priests also allowed concealed weapons, such as the tanto. Minstrel or saragaku outfits could have allowed the ninja to spy in enemy buildings without rousing suspicion. Disguises as a komuso, a mendicant monk known for playing the shakuhachi, were also effective, as the large basket hats traditionally worn by them concealed the head completely. Ninja utilized various tools and weaponry, some of which were commonly known, but others were more specialized. Most were tools used in the infiltration of castles. A wide range of specialized equipment is described and illustrated in the 17th century Bonsen Shukai, including climbing equipment, extending spears, rocket-propelled arrows, and small collapsible boats. While the image of a ninja clad in black garb, Shinobi Shozoku, is prevalent in popular media, there is no written evidence for such attire. Instead, it was much more common for the ninja to be disguised as civilians. The popular notion of black clothing is likely rooted in the artistic convention. Early drawings of ninja showed them dressed in black to portray a sense of invisibility. This convention was an idea borrowed from the puppet handlers of Bunraku Theater, who dressed in total black to simulate props moving independently of their controls. Despite the lack of hard evidence, some authorities have put forward that black robes, perhaps slightly tainted with red to hide bloodstains, were indeed the sensible garment of choice for infiltration. Clothing used was similar to that of the samurai, but loose garments, such as leggings, were tucked into trousers or secured with belts. The tenegui, a cloth also used in martial arts, had many functions. It could be used to cover the face, form a belt, or assist in climbing. The historicity of armor specifically made for ninja cannot be ascertained. While pieces of light armor purportedly worn by ninja exist and date to the right time, there is no hard evidence of their use in ninja operations. Depictions of famous persons later deemed ninja often show them in samurai armor. There were lightweight concealable types of armor made with kusari, chain armor, and small armor plates such as kayuta that could have been worn by ninjas, including katabira, jackets, made with armor hidden between layers of cloth. Shin and arm guards and metal reinforced hoods are also speculated to make up the ninja's armor. Tools used for infiltration and espionage are some of the most abundant artifacts related to the ninja. Ropes and grappling hooks were common and were tied to the belt. A collapsible ladder is illustrated in the Bonsen Shukai, featuring spikes at both ends to anchor the ladder. Spiked or hooked climbing gear worn on the hands and feet doubled as weapons. Other implements include chisels, hammers, drills, picks, and so forth. The kunai was a heavy pointed tool, possibly derived from the Japanese masonry trowel, closely resembling it. Although popular culture often portrays it as a weapon, the kunai was primarily used for gouging holes in walls. Knives and small saws, hamagari, were also used to create holes in buildings, serving as a foothold or a passage of entry. A portable listening device, Sauto Haikigan, eavesdrops on conversations and detects sounds. The Maizugumo was a wooden shoe that supposedly allowed the ninja to walk on water. They were meant to distribute the wearer's weight over the shoe's wide bottom surface. The word Maizugumo is derived from the native name for the Japanese water spider, Argyroneta aquatica japonica. The Maizugumo was featured on the show Mythbusters, where it was demonstrated unfit for walking on water. The Yukidari, similar footwear for walking on water, existed in a flat round bucket but was probably quite unstable. Inflatable skins and breathing tubes allowed the ninja to stay underwater for more extended periods. Despite the large array of tools available to the ninja, the Bonsen Shukai warns one not to be overburdened with equipment, stating, "A successful ninja is one who uses but one tool for multiple tasks." Although shorter swords and daggers were used, the katana was probably the ninja's weapon of choice and was sometimes carried on the back. The katana had several uses beyond normal combat. The scabbard could be extended out of the sword in dark places and used as a long probing device. The sword could also be laid against the wall, where the ninja could use the sword guard, tsuba, to gain a higher foothold. The katana could even be used as a device to stun enemies before attacking them by putting a combination of red pepper, dirt or dust, and iron filings into the area near the top of the scabbard so that as the sword was drawn, the concoction would fly into the enemy's eyes, stunning him until a lethal blow could be made. While straight swords were used before the invention of the katana, there's no known historical information about the straight ninjato pre-20th century. The first photograph of a ninjato appeared in a booklet by Heishikairo Okus in 1956. A replica of a ninjato is on display at the Ninja Museum of Igayu. An array of darts, spikes, knives, and sharp, star-shaped discs collectively known as shuriken. While not exclusive to the ninja, they were an essential part of the arsenal, where they could be thrown in any direction. Bows were used for sharpshooting, and some ninjas' bows were intentionally made smaller than the traditional yumi, long bow. The chain and sickle, kusarigama, were also used by the ninja. This weapon consisted of weight on one end of a chain and a sickle, kama, on the other. The weight was swung to injure or disable an opponent, and the sickle was used to kill at close range. Explosives introduced from China were known in Japan by the Mongol invasions in the 13th century. Later, the ninja adopted explosives, such as handheld bombs and grenades. Soft-cased bombs were designed to release smoke or poison gas, along with fragmentation explosives packed with iron or ceramic shrapnel. Along with standard weapons, many miscellaneous arms were associated with the ninja. Some examples include poison, makibishi, caltrops, cane swords, shikomizu, land mines, fukia, blowguns, poison darts, acid spurting tubes, and firearms. The hoppo, a tiny eggshell filled with blinding powder, metsubushi, was also used to facilitate escape. Superhuman or supernatural powers were often associated with the ninja. Some legends include flight, invisibility, shape-shifting, the ability to split into multiple bodies, bunshine, the summoning of animals, kushios, and control over the five classical elements. These fabulous notions have stemmed from popular imagination regarding the ninja's mysterious status, and romantic ideas found in the later Japanese art of the Edo period. Magical powers were sometimes rooted in the ninja's efforts to disseminate fanciful information. For example, Nakagawa Shoshinjin, the 17th century founder of Nakagawa Ryu, claimed that he could transform into birds and animals in his own writings Okafuji Monogatari. Perceived control over the elements may be grounded in real tactics, which were categorized by association with forces of nature. For example, the practice of starting fires to cover a ninja's trail falls under Katen no Jutsu, fire techniques. The ninja's adaptation of kites in espionage and warfare is another subject of legends. Accounts exist of ninjas being lifted into the air by kites, where they flew over hostile terrain and descended into or dropped bombs on enemy territory. Kites were indeed used in Japanese warfare, but mostly to send messages and relay suggests that kites lifting a man into midair might have been technically feasible, but states that the use of kites to form a human hang glider falls squarely in the realm of fantasy. Kujikiri is an esoteric practice that was meant to allow the ninja to enact superhuman feats when performed with an array of hand seals, kujin. The kuji, nine characters, is a concept originating from Taoism, where it was a string of nine words used in charms and incantations. This tradition mixed with Buddhist beliefs in China, assigning each of the nine words to a Buddhist deity. The kuji may have arrived in Japan via Buddhism, which flourished within Shujondo. Each word in the kuji was also associated with Buddhist deities, animals from Taoist mythology, and later, Shinto kami. The mudra, a series of hand symbols representing different Buddhas, was applied to the kuji by Buddhists, possibly through the esoteric Mikkyo teachings. The Yamabushi ascetics of Shujondo adopted this practice, using the hand gestures in spiritual, healing, and exorcism rituals. Later, the use of kuji passed on to certain bujutsu, martial arts, and ninjutsu schools, where it was said to have many purposes. The application of kuji to produce the desired effect was called cutting, kiri, the kuji. Intended effects range from physical and mental concentration to more incredible claims about rendering an opponent immobile or casting magical spells. These legends were captured in popular culture, which interpreted the kuji kiri as a precursor to magical acts. On February 25, 2018, Yamada Yuji, the professor of Mie University and historian Nakane Shigio announced that they had identified three people who were successful in early modern Ureshino, including the ninja Benkei Muso. Muso is thought to be the same person as Dinrinbo Reikei, the Chinese disciple of Marun Nagayoshi. It came as a shock when the existence of a foreign samurai was verified by authorities. Many famous people in Japanese history have been associated or identified as a ninja, but their status as ninja is difficult to prove and may be the product of later imagination. Rumors surrounding famous warriors, such as Kusunoki Masuji or Minamoto no Yoshitsune, sometimes describe them as a ninja, but there is little evidence for these claims. Some well-known examples include Kamue Kamaru, 13th-14th centuries, a youth whose exiled father was ordered to death by the monk Homer Saburo. Kamakawa took his revenge by sneaking into Homer's room while he was asleep and assassinating him with his own sword. He was the son of a high counselor to Emperor Go Daigo, not a ninja. The Yamabushi Daizenbo, who helped Kamue Kamaru's revenge, was super, a kind of ninja. Kamawaka, the 16th century, a super ninja, who served Obu Toramasa, 1504-1565, a vassal of Takeda Shingen. Yagyumi Unetoshi, 1529-1606, a renowned swordsman of the Shinkage Ryu school. Muneyoshi's grandson, Jubei Muneyoshi, told tales of his grandfather's status as a ninja. Hattori Hanzo, 1542-1596, a samurai serving under Tokugawa Ieyasu. His ancestry in Iga province and ninjutsu manuals published by his descendants have led some sources to define him as a ninja. This depiction is also common in popular culture. Ishikawa Goemon, 1558-1594, Goemon reputedly tried to drip poison from a thread into Oda Nobunaga's mouth through a hiding spot in the ceiling, but many fanciful tales exist about Goemon, and this story cannot be confirmed. Fuma Kotaro, d. 1603, a ninja was rumored to have killed Hattori Hanzo, who was supposedly rivaled. The fictional weapon Fuma Shuriken is named after him. Mochizuki Shion, 16th century, the wife of Mokaizuke Moritoki. Shion created a school for girls, which taught skills required of geisha, and espionage skills. Momochi Sandayu, 16th century, a leader of the Iga ninja clans who supposedly perished during Oda Nobunaga's attack on Iga province. There is some belief that he escaped death and lived as a farmer in Kii province. Momochi is also a branch of the Hattori clan. Fujibayashi Nagato, 16th century, considered to be one of three greatest Iga jonin, the other two being Hattori Hanzo and Momochi Sandayu. Fujibayashi's descendants wrote and edited the Bonsen Shukai. Kato Danzo, 1503-1569, a famed 16th century ninja master during the Sengoku period known as Flying Kato. Teitoka Dosen, 16th century, an intermediate ranking Iga ninja during the Sengoku period. Karasawa Genba, 16th century, a samurai of the Sengoku period, in the 16th century of the Common Era, who served as an important retainer of the Sanada clan. The ninja image entered popular culture in the Edo period when folktales and plays about ninja were conceived. Stories about the ninja are usually based on historical figures. For instance, many similar tales exist about a daimyo challenging a ninja to prove his worth, usually by stealing his pillow or weapon while he slept. Novels were written about the ninja, such as Jiraiya Gokitsu Monogatari, made into a kabuki play. Fictional figures such as Sarutobi Sasuke would eventually make their way into comics and television, where they have come to enjoy a culture hero status outside their original mediums. Ninja appears in many forms of Japanese and Western popular media, including books, Kōgonin Pōchō, television, Ninja Warrior, animation, Ninjago, Masters of Spinjitzu, movies, Ninja Assassin, video games, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, Tenchu, Shinobi, anime, Naruto, Ninja Scroll, manga, Basilisk, and American comic books, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. From ancient Japan to the modern world media, popular depictions range from realistic to fantastically exaggerated, both fundamentally and aesthetically.